Well, it's quite clear that from the outset, when we started with the upper room, part of the community was really hesitant, and that was quite legitimate. So these are young people who are not in the hostel. They're separate. They have contacts with us through our daily life, but if they'll talk, they'll make noise, they'll see you individually, they make music at night, so they'll perturb, if I can say, traditional monastic life, based on silence and solitude and things like that. And part of the community was saying, if we don't adapt, we'll die. So that was the challenge we had. So to adapt, all while keeping the values that we have as monks. And so we started the experience slowly, and we became aware that what the young people wanted was closeness with the community, proximity, daily contact. So I'll give you an example here. Traditionally, we always have breakfast, community breakfast done in silence, individually. There's 2 hours within which the breakfast is taken. The young people, when they came, they said from the upper room, well, eating alone, that doesn't make sense. We have to talk, we have to do something. We have to continue the conversation we had the previous evening. We had to continue talking. So the abbot said, okay, we're going to set up a room, a special room, which is not in the hostel, which is not at the monastery, but allow the young people to talk during breakfast. Slowly, the Rose Brothers who were interested could go and have breakfast with the young people, which is a total heresy in our lifestyle. So the brothers, started with the Father Abbot himself, who wanted to see what the young people were experiencing. He wanted to accompany them. The brother who's responsible for the upper room necessarily was there, had breakfast with them. I, as person responsible for formation, I have want to maintain contact with these young people, especially if they have a desire of monastic life. So slowly, the brothers, after the other, started to take breakfast with the young people. And even today, when there's no young people in the upper room, the brothers still take breakfast together, which is totally not classical in terms of our lifestyle. Now, this slowly, without knowing it, just changed, modified our community life. There's a kind of interaction now, the being close to each other that is not formal, very free. It was slowly has modified community life. Normally, in classic communities, when we talk about fraternal life and community life, it means that we have to have meetings, we have to know where we talk to each other officially. These meetings are officially organized, and we talk to each other in an adequate manner. But now we're going much further. There is no discussion theme. It's much more flexible, much more open, and it modifies community life. So this is one example among others that I'd like to give you in terms of the changing of our community life in respect to the contacts we've had with the young people.